ang National Immunization Program para sa taong 2016 para sa bakuna laban sa influenza ay magsisimula sa Abril. Ipinakita ng Australian Influenza Surveillance Report na noong nagdaang taon, ang level ng napabalitang kaso ng flu ay umabot sa 11,000 na kung saan karamihan ay mga batang nasa edad na 5 hanggang 9 taon at mga taong may edad na lampas sa 85. Ipinaliwanag ni Senior Medical Scientist Kevin Yin ang dahilan ng pagtaas ng mga kaso ng influenza.
One of the main reasons for the increase is that there are much more testings in recent years for the cases which we suspect they are the flu. It means they got a swab from the nose and throat and sent to the lab. We use some of the technique in the lab to tell whether this is caused by the flu virus or not. After the pandemic, we got much more public funding. That's why we see a lot of laboratory testing in the recent years.
Kailangang aprubahan ng Therapeutic Goods Administration o TGA ang pagpabakuna laban sa flu pagkatapos pumasa sa mga pagsubok. Hindi katulad ng ibang pagbabakuna, ang kabuuan ng gamot ng influenza ay binabago bawat taon. Ipinaliwanag ni Kevin Yin kung bakit.
Two reasons for it. Because the virus keep changing themselves so that the vaccine need to be updated every year to protect you against the virus. The second one is that the protection from the flu vaccine, they will slowly decline. For the people who are aged 6 months to less than 9 years, if your first time to get a vaccine, you need to have 2 doses, which means 2 times with 4 weeks apart. And this is also applied to the people who get a chronic medical conditions.
Sinabi ni Kevin Yin na may dalawang uri ng bakuna laban sa flu.
From this year, we have 2 types of vaccines available in Australia. Trivalent vaccines and quadrivalent vaccines. Now the difference between these 2 types of vaccines is that the trivalent one provide protection against 3 times of the flu virus. The quadrivalent provide protection against 4. We believe that the quadrivalent vaccine would have the potential to provide bigger or greater protection. If the quadrivalent vaccine is not available, you should get the trivalent one because it will still provide good protection.
Sa pagsapit ng pinakamataas na level ng flu sa darating na Agosto, ang programa sa pagpabakuna ay magsisimula sa kalagitnaan ng panahon ng taglagas o autumn.
Autumn is the preferred time to get a flu vaccine. I think that would allow time for the vaccine to work before the flu season. Now, if you miss the chance to get a flu vaccine in autumn, it is still useful to get it even though the flu season has already started. National program starts every year around March and April, depends on when the vaccines become available in our country.
Ang mga bakuna ay dinadala sa mga klinika ng mga lokal na general practitioners o GP. Sa kabila nito, pagkatapos maineksyonan ng bakuna, ilang tao ang nakakaranas ng sintomas na parang may influenza. Sinabi ni Kevin Yin na hindi nagbibigay ng flu ang bakuna sa mga tao.
The vaccine that we registered in Australia would not give you the flu infection because the virus in the flu vaccine that we use in our country are that virus. Some people will have some side effects from the vaccination and most of them are quite mild. So people will feel fatigue and will feel kind of mild fever. I think it's part of the process our immune system respond to the vaccine component.
Walang bayad ang pagpapabakuna sa mga taong may mataas na panganib mula sa influenza at ang mga kasama nitong komplikasyon. Ganito ang paliwanag ni Kevin Yin.
Our national vaccination programs provide free vaccine to the people who have the highest risk of becoming really ill from the flu. This include 4 major categories. The people who are age 65 and older, pregnant women, and indigenous people of certain ages, and also people with the certain medical conditions, for example, the heart diseases, lung diseases, diabetes, and conditions which can reduce your function of your immunity system.
ipinapayo ng Immunize Australia Program ng Pamahalaang Federal na ligtas silang tumanggap ng bakuna sa anumang yugto ng pagbubuntis at sumasang-ayon si Kevin Yin dito.
There are strong data showing that the vaccines are safe at any stage of the pregnancy, and also there are good data showing that the vaccine is effective up to 85% about the flu infection if you get it during your pregnancy.
Kaya kung mas marami ang mababakunahan, ito nga ba ay magbabawas ng pagkakataong magkaroon ng flu? Sinabi ni Kevin Yin na ang dami ng nababakunahan sa komunidad ay magbabawas sa dami ng impeksyon, subalit ang bilang ay base sa maraming bagay.
So the percentage of effectiveness would depend on many factors like the age, like the seasons, like the viruses in the community. So it's really hard to tell you exactly the precise figure, but there's a range which we believe that would be quite applicable.
Isang tao lamang na nabakunahan ang makakatulong ng positibo sa mas malawak na komunidad.
By vaccinating yourself, you can reduce the transmission of the virus within the community, which kind of indirectly protect the people who are not vaccinated.